Looking to budget your food expenses this summer? Get more bang for your bite with America's Best Value Meal Kit. Every plate is 25% cheaper than grocery shopping and no hidden fees. So you can count on a great value week after week. Plus, only pay for what you need with pre-portioned ingredients. In need of a summer refresh? Get invigorated with the summer in this season with their curated collection of refreshing veggies, or go for nutrish and delish meals like the one-pan sweet chili turkey lettuce wrap or one-pan chicken fajitas with pico de gallo, which delivers scrumptiousness in a 650-calorie or less meal. You know what else? You can make a more sustainable choice this June. Every plate offsets 100% of their delivery emissions to your door, and their meals have about 31% lower carbon footprint on average than supermarket meals of the same portion. Plus, nearly all packaging materials are curbside recyclable in most areas in the U.S. Y'all know we love Every Plate. It is one of our favorite go-tos for meals. It makes cooking so easy. The instructions are right there with pictures. All the ingredients are there. We can skip trips to the grocery store, and most important for us, we save money. So get $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code ARGUE49. Get started with Every Plate for just $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code ARGUE49. That's Every Plate, and that's up to $110 value. What is it, babe?
Plates.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I'm your host, Angel Lakita Moore, also known as Angel Tanksley, also known as
Marcus Ain't on the Gram.
Angel.
I'm trying to lead the show.
You're going to lead the show.
I was trying to, but go ahead.
You weren't really trying to. You don't even know. Go ahead. I'm going to send you a screenshot of the order.
Just tell me what's next. That's what you're going to do anyway.
No.
That's what you're going to do anyway. What are we here for? I'm your host, as you heard me, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, also known as Marcus Ain't on the Gram.
And I'm your other host, Angel Lakita Moore, also known as Angel Tanksley, better known as the For Real rap hip-hop artist, newly signed, all right? That chick, Angel! Give me one margarita, I'ma open my legs. If this is your first time tuning in, God bless you. You have just entered into a great time in your life.
Yeah, you have.
You didn't even know. Because this is a weekly podcast, so you don't ever have to miss us, because we're going to be here next week looking at you, talking crazy.
Right here.
And it's a podcast where me and my husband focus mainly on conversations around our family, conversation around marriage, conversations around parenting. And sometimes we throw in some insane stuff that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. But it's all about me and my husband's chemistry. And sometimes, God dang it, we argue because we're married. We've been married for almost 16 years. Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm. Ain't that?
That's something.
Man.
We also have some amazing people who are watching us do this. They are our Patreon. We call them affectionately our immediate family, also known as our Angel Wings and our Tanks Riders. And for the low, low of $5 a month, they get to watch us shoot this live, along with many of our other podcasts. Let Us Tell It, that Marcus does with Greg Goolsby. Here's the Thing, the main episode that I do with Kev on Stage, as well as The Bald and the Beautiful that we do with Melissa Fredericks and Kevin Fredericks, and Mommy Confessions, which I do with Denore Walcott and Quinn Walters. You get all of that, plus exclusive events.
Movie nights and
early
stuff, stuff we planning to do, stuff we think about doing. You even get input on some of the stuff we got going on.
Hell, they get input on what we doing today.
Yeah.
So,
hell, y'all done named almost everything we do.
We lean a lot on our Patreon, and we appreciate our Patreon. So if you would like to be a member of that, just go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. We also have some amazing sponsors. You already heard me talk about one. Who are they, baby?
Plates.
Every Plate. We'll also be hearing from Hold On Bags and Better Help. I'll tell you more about them later on in the podcast. But when you actually use our promo codes and use our URL links for those products and check out those services, is actually a great help to this podcast. So by all means, if you need some meal solutions, if you need a sustainable way to do your garbage, or if you need some therapy, check out our sponsors later on. Mm-hmm.
Sitting here thinking about the whole place thing. They the trolls. The family's the trolls.
Well,
that's
baby,
the
way
reason,
you yelled that so
that's the
loud,
only reason plates is even a thing.
Because it was hilarious. You are crazy. You're crazy. That's why.
Yeah. What's next? We usually start this podcast off with one of two segments, either In My Feelings or Tanksley Pride. You know what? I'm going to do a combination this week.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. It's, I'll talk, well, you know what? It'll be In My Feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good.
It's Tanksley Pride.
It's a combination, like I said. Angel and Amara was gone last week to graduations and everything, and the older boys, they're all still in school. So, you know, somebody had to stay back. We weren't about to pull them out of school for a week, 2 weeks before school's about to let out. So Angel and Amara left, and when I tell you, I miss these two fools.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what's got me feeling good.
Yeah, we back?
Yeah, y'all back. I mean, she over here snotting and salivaing all over the place, all the unnecessary areas.
I really could do it In My Feelings right now, but I'm not. I have a cold. It's seeming to be a cold, and I know exactly when it happened. I don't know why this is. I need to look it up. Have you all ever, Patreon, have you all ever sat under a vent and the air blow on you, and then all of a sudden you're stopped up?
Yeah, absolutely. And this happened, like, in church or
it used to happen at your parents' house all the time.
Like I would always want it cold in the room, but I could not have air blowing at me.
So on the plane on the way back, like a lot of people, my temperature fluctuates a lot on the plane, like, because the plane is actually fluctuating in temperature,
right?
And the vent was shooting directly at me. And I slowly but surely felt my left nostril start to clog up. And I was like, get out of here. This is after dodging COVID. I was like, oh, but I'm going to get a cold. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, this will be all gone. I've been taking my fluids and AG1 and everything else to get myself feeling good by Sunday.
That's what's got me in my feelings. The Tanksley Pride story I have.
Oh, well, I was going to tell a Tanksley Pride story.
I wasn't done yet.
You'll do it after my Tanksley Pride story. I don't understand.
Just came back combative. There's benefits to Angel being gone. Go ahead.
I'm sure. My Tanksley Pride story has to do with my youngest baby, Amar. If you follow me on Instagram, which you should, at That Chick Angel, He gave little Marcus a run for his money as far as in a travel companion. He was the best travel companion. He was super excited, very responsible. He was always awake at the right time, asleep at the best times. we always bring this cheap stroller just in case he does fall asleep, because there's no straight through flights to Lexington, Kentucky, where we went.
It's cheap and small.
Yes. So we only ended up actually using it once because we flew a red eye into Atlanta leaving, and he fell asleep on that flight and stayed asleep until we made it to my sister's house. So that means he got on a whole nother flight. We got him in the rental car and he did not wake up until we got to my sister's house. But outside of that, this little boy, I'm telling you, he pushed that stroller through the airport. He had his backpack on. He was so enamored with the grass in Kentucky. Like, he just wanted to play outside all the time. He was really learning people's names. He was friendly. He was hugging people that he didn't know, which y'all know is not a Mars thing. Mm-hmm. He had more cake and cake pops than any child should have had in their entire lifetime. And mainly that's my fault. But the thing that was so sweet that happened after we got back, which lets me know, oh, me and my baby are just closer. I was getting my braids taken out yesterday. Young lady came over and took them out for me. And Amar was asleep on the couch. Amar wakes up.
No, Amar's been asleep. And, like, I'm talking about completely, like, dead to the world sleep.
For about an hour and a half.
Like, I'm talking about snoring.
Yeah.
Shaking, dreaming, moving. I said, this boy is knocked. It was longer than an hour and a half. He was knocked out for a minute. Well, anyway, he's doing stuff and saying stuff. Then he says, "Stop it! Get off me!" And he raises up and he starts fidgeting around on the couch. And I was looking at him. I said, "This boy," I'm thinking to myself, "Is he still asleep or awake?" Go ahead.
Well, he walks over to me on my couch that I'm on, and he begins to rub my arm affectionately. He's like, "Oh." Then he puts his head on me. Then he rubs my arm again. Then he gives me a kiss. And then he rubs me again. And like, it's super duper syrupy sweet.
Yeah. And his eyes ain't all the way open. Like, his eyes are still halfway asleep.
No, I can see his eyes, though. And his daddy says, "I think he's asleep." He stopped and looked at his daddy. He said, "I am not asleep." I said, "See, my baby is just sweet. He loves his mama." So me and Amar just had a really great time bonding. Victory said he was actually so sweet because he actually wants to be the only child. And he enjoys that one-on-one time. But it was great. That's my Tank Sleep Pride story. What's yours, baby?
It was, well, the twins. Seeing how they operate with each other is funny and annoying all at the same time. Because they will fall out at the drop of a dime, and they quickly realize that they are with the parent that does not care about their disagreements. Because like I tell you one thing, I don't care how much your brother annoys you and how much you are annoyed by him doing something, I am more annoyed at listening to it. And it's still, some of it was still lingering yesterday when Si came over, because he kept on, "Daddy, what, Si? I don't care what Kai did." But then at the same time, it's like they'll go off. They're very independent of each other, but also inseparable.
Yeah.
It's like, and they'll go off and do their own thing, and that's when it gets real quiet, and that's usually when I'm like, what's happening? Why is it so quiet in the house? It's way too quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But then getting them together, they're either working together or against each other, and they will not separate at all.
I want you to explain why you tried to say you told me they were supposed to wear swim trunks, that we had spoke about that.
You talked about it.
No, we didn't. All right. My children had a birthday party they went to this weekend. Mind you, I just flew in the day before. Marcus had told me, "Oh, the twins got invited to such and such's birthday party. It is far away." I said, "Oh, yeah, I know. So the day comes. Twins get dressed. I noticed my husband is not dressed. So I said, "Oh, am I taking them?" He said, "Yeah, I figured that would work."
And I said, "I figured that'd be best." This is how I know we talked about it. Because you asked me again once you got here. You was like, "Oh, no." When you talked, you said, "Oh, yeah, I need the RSVP for that." I said, "I already did." And I was like, matter of fact, the parent let me know that.
Now you're adding.
All right.
Keep going.
There ain't no point.
No. I want to hear what you said. You said,
I said, they let me, I said, because I don't know. I said something about it responding late. And I was like, they said they hope the weather stays warm because there'll be a water slide. I told you that. And you were like, "Oh, okay." Because I told you that the same time I told you Si didn't want to go.
Okay. First and of all, I was you like, told me Si didn't want to go when I was not there yet. That was the initial conversation.
I said, this is on the phone, babe. This was a phone conversation.
Okay. Anyways, the discussion of trunks, swim trunks, was never brought up.
Angel don't remember it getting brought up, but I brought it up to Angel. I even let the twins know, because I was like, told Angel, I said, I let Si know that there'll be a water slide, so you'll need swim trunks. And I was like, plus, this person came to your birthday party.
Yeah, I remember that. You said this person, he said he didn't want to go, and I told him, "Well, this person came to your birthday party," and he was like, "Oh, that part of the conversation, absolutely."
You ain't got to remember it. It will say it. Anyway, so Angel forgot. I forgot. The boys forgot.
The boys were looking like boys in the hood with their wet sweat, their wet sweatpants, no shirt. Mm-hmm. I had to order shorts from Walmart, have somebody deliver them, because I was just like, these boys look so ratchet back here. Mark's like, "Yeah, I told you."
Yeah. I did tell you. You don't know. You over here sick. You can't remember nothing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, listen, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, listen, I try to make sure I spend time on myself, especially Thursdays are my self-care days, because I know with my busy schedule, if I am not intentional about setting time aside for me, I will come up with any excuse, any reason to do something else, whether it be for my family, whether it be for my business, whether it be for my husband. Well, it's easy to get caught up in what everyone else needs from you and never take a moment to think about what you need from yourself. And it's crazy because you, a lot of times, if you're not intentional, when you realize it is when you are on the brink of just being fully depleted. But when we spend all of our time giving, it leaves us feeling stretched, thin, and burnt out. So with therapy, you're able to get the tools to figure out how to balance that, because we don't want to not be able to give to people, especially people that we love, but we also have to give to ourselves. So you can keep supporting others while also not leaving yourself behind. I have a therapist that I see every Thursday, faithfully, and it's one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. I was in Kentucky, and I still had a therapy appointment with her because I did it virtually. And I know for some people, they would have probably thought, oh, virtual therapy probably seems not personal, probably doesn't feel like it really makes an impact. It does. I would say I'm probably even more comfortable because it's virtual, because I'm able to be in settings that I feel the most comfortable in. I'm able to feel be in private situations where I feel like I can truly just be vulnerable and transparent. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch up therapists anytime at no additional charge. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/argue.
Argue. Moving on.
You are ridiculous.
I don't know what's next.
I know. That's why I said, let me send you a screenshot. You said no. Let me just tell you.
Why ain't you telling me?
This next segment is TikTok O'Clock.
Angel, girl, what time is it?
TikTok O'Clock.
Go ahead. TikTok O'Clock is when we take something off TikTok. We're going to give our opinion on it. Oh, my God. We got a couple of segments that sound similar.
No, that's TikTok O'Clock is that we take and we give our opinion on it. Yeah.
Because that's different from Tank It or Leave It.
Yeah, Tank It or Leave It is if we agree with the statement or we don't.
Okay, y'all see, you, so that don't sound similar.
TikTok O'Clock is where we specifically get something from TikTok. Tank It or Leave It is a statement.
That stuff be coming from TikTok too.
Gender favoritism. As the parents of all boys, what is our take on we're going to listen to it, on this woman's controversial opinion about how some mothers can perpetuate gender bias against females? Here we go.
So I always thought it was weird that when it comes to picking the gender of a child and your preference, a lot of women say things like, I don't want no girl because girls have attitude problems and boys are easier to deal with. Do you not realize that a lot of you mothers contribute to your daughter's bad attitude and you don't even realize it because you're so male identified? You're at the baby shower throwing a tantrum like a 3-year-old in a daycare because the balloon popped and now it's pink. Ooh, oh my gosh, I'm having a daughter. Children pick up on energies, even babies. So when a child is unwanted, they know that. They can feel that energy. They can feel that neglect. You will treat your son like a king and not hold him accountable for anything, and treat your daughter like a frenemy and have so much expectations out of her, out of a little kid, but your son can literally do whatever, and it makes no sense to me. And I never understood how a boy is easier. Like some of your sons, your little baby boy, he's out here doing drive-bys. He's out here in a gang. He is out here assaulting women and children. But you know what? No matter what your son does, he will always be your little boy and he can do no wrong. You're pathetic. And then your son be 30 years old living at home. He got 4 baby mamas and all of that. And you're going back and forth with the baby mama instead of checking your son for being a loser. But no, you don't want to be accountable for raising a weak man. But oh, you will disown your daughter for rolling her eyes at you.
All right. Goodness gracious. You want to go first?
Oh, this baby done made up a whole narrative. She did. A whole, God come on, M. Night Shyamalan. Sound James like she Cameron.
Mad at her. Sound like she mad at her mama over some stupid shit she did.
It seems to be a very young lady who's had no experience with children and is just based off of an observation or two that she's had.
I don't know, a bunch of toxic.
It's so funny. You know, it's crazy because, you know, we all have mics and we all have access to our phones and this is not to say that everyone doesn't have something valuable to say in those mics or in those phones. Yeah,
I say stuff all the time. People looking at me sideways like, this fool is crazy. Not in a funny way.
Everyone has some wisdom. A lot of us don't have as much as what we think. She, unfortunately, is one of those people. I don't know. Like, maybe just in her experience, I, first of all, have heard definitely women say, girl, you don't want no girls because they have attitudes. I've definitely heard that. That's not something I haven't heard. But I've also seen women who wanted girls desperately, i.e. myself, wanted them. Two, in more cases than not, I've seen girls get away with everything in their family versus the boys. i.e. this, it was so funny. This weekend, now granted, they're two very different children. My niece, Makari, and her older brother, Terrence. Terrence kept going, I ain't getting none of this. When I was graduating, he was mad because she had gotten Jordans. And she was like, well, that was from my uncle. First of all, she said it like it wasn't his uncle, too. She didn't say that was from Uncle Marcus. She's like, that was from my uncle. So I definitely think that she is generalizing, and she's generalizing, but also being very specific. Like, how did the boy get in the gang?
Yeah, and
abusing
women and children.
How did all of that? I don't understand.
He can't do
no wrong. But you disown her because she, and then she's like the child who feels unwanted. Girl. One, I feel like, while sometimes as mothers we can be ungrateful when it comes to wanting a certain gender, also some of those feelings are truly authentic. They're not like hyped up. It's just a strong desire that we have to build a bond with this certain gender child. At the end of the day, we all eventually get to the point of realizing a healthy child is all that matters.
Right.
But I'm also not going to make a mother feel bad just because she had a hope for something else.
Right.
And then be like, well, you just effed up that child's whole entire life because you didn't want the gender that they were.
Baby's 6 seconds old. You done messed up the baby's life.
Listen, that's what people say. What was it? Somebody was saying circumcising my sons is the beginning of the trust issues that they will have with me.
Ask one dude that was circumcised at birth. So how did that feel?
It's like, because they realize they can't trust you, alter their body without their permission. I said, I will give my sons valid reasons not to trust me when they get older. Yeah. And circumcision will not be on the list. Yeah. What are your thoughts, baby?
I ain't gonna say that shit crazy, but she just went way left. I'll stick to the stuff at the beginning because all that other stuff is like, girl, what novel are you writing? I've heard women say that they don't want girls because girls have an attitude, but they were referring to themselves, and they know that the girl will act the way they did. They know karma's coming for them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only time I've ever heard women say that is, man, I know what I did with my mom when I was coming up. I want boys. I don't want no girl to take me through that. They literally projecting, saying things that they did. And they was like, I know how much trouble I was.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with, I don't even remember what she was saying. Just saying that people like, look, I don't know anybody that had a little girl that didn't see her as a full princess. Girls get all the stuff. They get all the clothes. They get all the attention. Oh, she's so cute. She's so this. Ain't nobody looking at her like, oh, take it on somewhere. Get it out of here.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand where this is coming from.
It seems very archaic. Like, yes, back in the day when people were like, I got to carry on the family name, right, when that was something real serious.
Yeah, need to carry on the family lineage. But
I haven't heard anybody thinking that. Like, yes, do I know men who have only daughters that were hoping to get a son.
Yeah, that goes both ways.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But that is a man asking for that usually. It's absolutely usually not the woman.
I was so hyped. I wanted a boy so bad. When Marcus was, before he was born, I was like, please, we was both. She wanted a girl, I wanted a boy. Turned out to be a boy. What happened? I started mourning the little girl that I didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the twins came about, I got excited. Now, when twins came about, I was like, let me try to get excited, you know, just in case it's a girl, I don't want to be disappointed. Let's get this ultrasound, I don't want to be disappointed. I know at least one is a girl. Don't let two be a girl. I don't know if I want two girls, mm-hmm. but I want at least one.
Mm-hmm.
Got that ultrasound, two penises and four balls.
There you go.
All up in the building. I said, God dang. Amar came around before she was pregnant with him. I got excited again for a girl. I found out by myself because I found out what we were having before Angel.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you that was probably three depressing days mm-hmm. that I had to go through
mm-hmm.
by myself because I couldn't let her know that I knew. But these are things, it's like, I have all boys. Yeah, I wish I had a girl. Am I going to get a girl? Hell no. I got nieces. I got friends that got girls. I'm Gucci.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same thing with somebody that got all girls that going to wish they had a boy. Yeah, this whole archaic way of looking at it, like, that makes absolutely no sense. Like I said, when I first started this, only time I've ever heard people say that is when the only time people be like, they don't want no girl, again, is the dudes.
Dudes
that
when
been
they were
slutting
hoes.
Around.
Yep, when they were
man,
hoes.
Man, I ain't got, man, look. Gosh, especially the dudes that still out there hoeing. Oh, they dread knowing they about to have a girl.
Yeah.
Gonna have some there. You been running around here acting a fool. Now somebody gonna be sliding up in your door. What you gonna do then? That's all they thinking about.
Yeah.
But I know guys that got girls. I know guys that got only girls. They ain't thinking about that.
Yeah.
They really not. It's like as if a girl is... especially if she has a close relationship with her father, usually she's pretty well-rounded when it comes to men because she knows how she needs to be treated. But, yeah, this young lady's way of thinking, I don't know. It sounds like she's, I don't know, she's just looking for clicks.
Possibly, because that was a crazy,
narrative. If Lil Marcus go out here and start, beating kids and robbing women and mistreating people, that's my baby. Come on now, like...
The fact of the matter is that I don't know what it's like to have a girl. So I honestly don't know how the difference would be in their treatment. But I am such a mama bear. I just don't. Would I be harder on my girl? More than likely, but not harder in a way where she thinks, oh, mama don't love me. Harder in a way where she's going to be like, why have you set the standard so high for me?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, because I think you can actually hit it. I don't think your brothers can. That would be.
Look at them.
That would be the
only reason. They can't do this.
I'd be like, you can actually hit this standard. I'm not going to put that on them because they cannot. But I'm such a mama bear and fiercely protective of my children. I cannot imagine having the type of double standard where my kids could just behave terribly that are boys and my daughter couldn't make any mistakes. Like that just doesn't even feel like that would be something that I would allow.
I don't. Yeah. Like if anything, like my sister got away with a lot more.
I was thinking about her. I was like, your sister
my daddy spoiled the hell out of her.
And your mama.
And mama. She got away with a lot more than I did.
Yeah.
And I'm the baby.
I remember living with your sister and the furniture she got. This was heavy duty, expensive furniture.
She ain't paid a penny for nothing.
She was like, my daddy gonna get it for me. I was like, what? I was like, I went into debt for my furniture because my mother said she was gonna buy the couches for me and then didn't. So I took out, I had no debt coming out of undergrad. I finally took out a loan that last year to pay off that couch in my bed.
Daddy told me my roommates better have furniture. So he told me.
Oh, bless it. So yeah, I don't know where this baby was going with it. I'm sure she meant well, but.
She didn't. She didn't mean well.
She didn't. She was just like, I don't know. I don't know what people.
I can't believe how far it went. It was just like the record scratch. It was like, wait, what? What are you?
You know, I wonder when people are, I've been doing content creation for a really long time, and I had a clear vision when I started, and that was sharing my motherhood journey from the jump. So I knew kind of what I wanted to talk about. I was never really putting myself in the place of an expert, but it was like learn with me. I wonder now with more and more people seeing content creation as a viable career, what they think when they pick up the phone, when they pick up the mic of like, yeah, I'm going to tell these people how to do this. Or like,
they don't have an angel guiding them. I would be one of them people.
Would you? What would you be giving?
I just told you an idea that I had. You was like, Marcus, you cannot do that. It's like, well, he said that. You are not him. You cannot do that.
You were like,
You remember the curtain rods that you was laughing at me? I couldn't. That's what it was going to be like.
I said, no. He was like, you laughed that's at hilarious. The thing. You laughed at the thing. Oh, no, I sent it to you.
Yeah. I said, you know how much funnier mine would be? It's like, I didn't say it wasn't going to be funny.
I didn't say, listen, there's a lot of inappropriate things that I laugh at behind closed doors that I would never laugh at in public because it would make people feel bad.
Back to the joke, Victory was laughing at. So. No. Why are you clutching your pearls?
I was like, but what we're not going to do is then perpetuate the content and put it out there for other people. Oh, Lord, help my husband.
Yeah, everybody ain't got you. Moving on. Angel.
Well, we're going to move on to our next sponsor, which is Hold On Bags. Did you know that climate change could be reversible by 2030? Did you know that, babe?
I did.
That's crazy. I don't think a lot of people knew that.
It's already going in the other direction. Slowly but surely, it's already reversing.
Listen, because we can do things that are more sustainable to help with climate change. That's so 2030, that's less than a decade away, which is why it's important, more important than ever, for us to make thoughtful changes that make a big impact when it comes to caring for the earth. And it could start with a better way to go about doing our daily chores with a better bag. So Hold On Bags wants to be a part of a growing movement away from single-use plastics, which if you ask an expert, or most experts, is the single worst kind of plastic. At every stage, production, disposal, and decomposition, plastic bags are doing harm to our earth, our water, and even our bodies. Hold On is a company born from the idea that there must be a better way to go about our daily chores. Trash bags and kitchen bags are necessary staples, but do they need to be 100% plastic? 100%? No. Hold On trash and kitchen bags are heavy-duty, plant-based, non-toxic, and 100% home compostable, which means they break down in weeks, not decades, without filling up our landfills or polluting our oceans. We actually use the Hold On bags in our home, especially when we have our cleaners come and they're helping to get all the trash that our kids have sprayed about the gone all across the house. And it's good to know that this is something that it wasn't like we had to change up our lifestyle. It was just changing to a different product. All of us use. There's very few people who have their own compost in the back of their house where they're composting all of their trash. Most of us have trash cans. Most of us are using trash bags. So this is just an easy, no-brainer way to be more sustainable while without having to change up your lifestyle, because I know that can be easier said than done. So it's a great way to reduce, for me, I feel like, okay, I'm helping to reduce my carbon footprint and actually supporting a company that makes a great product. They also have zip seal kitchen bags as well that come in sandwich and gallon size that fits all your needs in holding carrots to crayons. All right, so to shop plant-based bags and replace single-use plastics all over your home, visit holdonbags.com/argue.
Argue.
Or enter ARGUE at checkout to save 20% off your order. Sustainability has never been more simple. That's holdonbags.com/argue.
Argue.
Or enter ARGUE to receive 20% off your order. Small things can lead to lasting change if we stop and say, Hold On. Thank you, Hold On, for sponsoring this episode. Mm-hmm.
I feel good when I use those. I feel like I just did something right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, you ain't going to be floating around forever.
I use the little baggies for Lottie's poop.
Mm-hmm.
We did a little walk. So I was like, you know, I'm going to use a hold-on bag because, you know, the poop is just going to turn into dirt eventually. So I might as well put it in something that will do the same. All right. Let's talk about this. Okay, I'm going to give you the two options and then you can bring in the main topic. Option one, from studio to stage, the making of the live show. What have you learned about yourself in the planning process? What emotions surprise you? Share excitement, challenges, and preparation for bringing humor and wisdom to a live audience. Or number two, come one, come all, a sneak peek preview of the upcoming live show. Is there, which one? Do you want to do teases of exciting segments?
Let's stick with the first one.
Let's do the first one. Yeah. All right.
No, y'all got to be there.
Yeah, you do.
I got to be there.
Yeah, you do. Cue it up, babe.
Cueing it up. What was the question? Shit, that was long, girl.
From studio to stage, the making of the live show.
Mm-hmm.
Say that.
From studio to stage, the making of a live show. Why do I have to say it?
Because that's cueing up the main topic.
Oh. You got it?
Oh, my God. What did you learn about yourself?
I realized it I realized it when we started Patreon, but then doing this show, I realized it again, is I am, my priority is making sure people get what they pay for.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it took us so long to start a Patreon and sponsors. We wanted to prove to ourselves that we could be consistent. even when we were doing, when Angel was on tour and we were doing the merch, the wing shirts,
mm-hmm.
I went through a lot of trouble to get a really good t-shirt quality.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, if we putting this out, it's got to be something worth getting. I don't want no crap out there.
Yeah.
I've done that before and it ain't happening again.
Yeah.
Whew, this is awful. And again, with this show, we came up with the, it was kind of thrown about, and then we realized, all right, let's just dive in and just kind of see what it is. But then as we started coming up with the show and we were talking about the things we could do, I realized, me and Angel would be talking, and I'm like, nah, that ain't good enough. Nah, we got to punch this up. Mm-hmm. Nah, we got to do something different. Let's start over. And I realized, I'm like, no, it's because I truly do care what people – are seeing from us.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing.
I already kind of knew this about myself, but it's great to execute it. I am a great producer. And what I mean by that...
Look, your girl the shit. That's what she said.
Period. Mm-hmm. Period. What I mean by that is that... we took a very bigger picture. First of all, our podcast tour has so many important segments. It has a lot of, first of all, we are in the perfect venue now. No telling what the show would look like if we weren't in a venue that looked like this.
Hopefully, in the city near you,
listen.
Hopefully we have something similar. But this,
if it's not, it's going to look
y'all
different.
Gonna see, it's going to be fire.
So it requires a lot of tech elements, props, a lot of coordination of people, things that we don't already have. So that means ordering things in a certain amount of time. That means communicating with people that are not normally in our circle of people that we work with.
And starting from scratch, we haven't done any of this before.
None of it. So, doing it and feeling as if I am not behind the ball. Could I have been further ahead of the ball? Possibly. But I'm not behind the ball. I don't feel like, oh, God, hopefully this will come in time. Oh, no. Everything feels really good. I feel like I have not there. I have this note that I created in my phone that has all of the things that we needed for the tour from us running the tour. Okay, what prop is needed here? What thing is needed here? What transitions do we need to practice? Yada, yada, yada. So just feeling really good about, okay, yo, you really produce this. Like, you're not, y'all are not about to fall flat on y'all's face. Mm-hmm. I can tell you what I learned about you.
What?
My husband is a show enough comedian. Like, it was crazy to hear him during our second run through. And I don't know what had him feeling the way he was feeling, but even how
it was the energy. It was the energy that the people there were giving me.
Uh-huh.
That's literally what it was.
Cause his energy, y'all see Marcus on this show. And y'all know, y'all don't know what he's gonna give us. You don't know if he's going to be Marcus that's like slinging jokes left and right, or if he's going to be Marcus that you can tell don't want to be here. Go back to some of our older episodes.
I was going
to
say, it's been a long time since I ain't wanted to, since his show. You can stop. Take that off the table.
Marcus, this is for the point of what I am saying.
But they know, but you say you don't know what you're going to get, meaning that was current. I be showing up every episode.
You show up every episode.
There was 3 years where I ain't saying I didn't at a point, but.
Anyways, to my point, hearing, I used to tell Marcus, this is something that I used to tell Marcus. He'd be like, sometimes I just don't feel like doing it. And I was like, oh, you're confused. You think I want to do this all the time. And he was like, it looked like it. I said, oh, that's my job. I know how to flick the switch on. It doesn't matter what's going on regularly. I'm going to flip the switch because the switch only has to be on for an hour. I could click it off for the rest of 23 hours of the day. And he was like, I can't do it. So I don't know if the switch was flicked. I don't know what was happening, but it was just like 100% of him showed up in that moment, which he was giving, like his jokes were just top tier. These are the type of jokes that people would steal. His energy was like, when you pay to see somebody, I can't stand when people are too cool on stage. I could have watched this on TV. When I pay for somebody to see them, I want to feel their energy hitting me. And that's what I felt like he gave in that last run through. And the comedy was just, I mean, it was so laser. It was like, bullseye every time. I was so proud. So that's what I learned about you. I said, oh, okay, this man's a comedian. But I've always said you're the funniest man I know, so I also shouldn't be surprised. Did you learn anything about me?
Yeah. Now, I learned about Angel, and I think I've said this before, but Angel will, it seems, and I have yet to see it not go through, will successfully attack anything set in front of her.
No, thank you.
Just like with this tour, granted, we already had the base of the tour, which is the podcast, but everything else that was thrown into it was an idea that came out of Angel's head. And, like, executing it, we were both throwing in ideas as far as merch and everything, but, like, the whole, like, the structure of it, it was just, like, she basically wrote the show, so to speak. And to not do anything other than, I mean, she done, like I said, been on tour, comedian. That was one set that she wrote that she expanded on. You know, it changed throughout the tour, but it was basically just that one set. But that was a one-time thing to where this is like, no, we done came up with this. This tour that we're going on is just like, it's what, an hour and a half of material?
Yeah.
That's more than any stand-up y'all done seen. Y'all ain't seen no two-hour special.
But you holding down a good chunk of that. Thank God.
But yeah, so just, yeah, that's something I learned. Like I said, I've seen it time and time again, but like seeing a step into something of this magnitude is, it's good. That was something
Are you surprised by any emotions that you felt, or what are some emotions that you have felt during this process?
I'm surprised that I got to the point of excitement at one point in time. I think it's been so long since we've done a run through. I don't know what happened this past week, but I hit like a slump in it. Mm-hmm. Like granted, I know I'm going to come out of it. I know this is just a feeling I'm having currently. I'm not worried about it, but I'm losing confidence in the you know, just the whole thing of, like, coming from me. I don't know what it is, but again, I'm not worried about it because I know it's just a moment that I'm having.
Mm-hmm. You talking about your portion?
Yeah.
You're losing confidence? Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I know it's not, I'm not worried about it at all, but I was like, I realized that either yesterday or the day before when I was just, I was doing something, dealing with the tour, thinking about stuff, and I was just like, I don't know what that is. I was like, but whatever. Kiss my ass. That's literally what I was thinking.
I mean, the fact that you only experienced nervousness when you got up on the stage to feel what the stage felt like.
That, I don't know what that was. I know what it was, but.
I am shocked. This man has never, other than modeling at a strip club. I'm sorry. That will never not be funny to me. Look, it used to be a strip club.
It was no longer a strip club.
It still looked like one because there was a pole.
There was a big ass shiny pole right there in the middle.
I said, Marcus, was this a strip club? He said, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's Bubba's pole right there.
But other than that, Marcus has not been a regular performer on the stage. Marcus has way less life experience of having to perform in front of live audiences. Marcus is also, while he's an introvert, he's not shy, and he does not, it's hard to make this man nervous. There's only a couple of things, Achilles heels that he has, but for the most part, Marcus is not like,
I'm going to have bourbon on my side. I'll be good.
He's not a nervous man. to see.
I'm gonna sip them nerves right away.
Now, I have felt so many different emotions. But the one that actually I'm most surprised about is contentment.
Yeah. I'm surprised you got there, too, and I'm glad you got
Listen,
there.
Listen, my therapist said, ooh, you sound so healthy. I said, thank you. And what I mean by that is that I got to the point, because at first, you know, we were like, all right, how many tickets are we
going to sell? Quick, somebody said, is it nerves? It's definitely nerves, the reason I hit my little slump. Go ahead.
I said, oh, gosh. At one point in time, you know, I was like, the tickets. I need these tickets to sell. Not just for to make money, but like it also feels better when the room is full.
Right.
You know, I was like, oh gosh. Ooh, 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 ooh. And eventually I got to the point where I said to my therapist, I'm at the point now, regardless of whether or not this sells out, regardless if we have, first of all, we are technical difficulties, Tanksley. So I would be very shocked if we have a lot of tech cues. I'll be very shocked if Victory's got her head down because she is running. She's our tech director.
Victory, you got one job. Make it go perfect. One job. That's all you got to do.
I said, I am okay with any of those outcomes because the outcome that I am holding on to is that we did it. That we did this thing. That we had this idea, this ambition a few years ago to do this podcast live and that we actually are taking the steps forward to do it. And this is on our own back. Like there is nobody support. This is not a Kev on Stage Studios sponsored tour.
Sponsored by the Tanksleys.
While I talk about it on Here's the Thing, I don't think I haven't even had any of my big influencer friends post about it. I'm sure they're helping somewhere in the background, but even if they weren't, just to know that we did it. And, I was just talking to my best friend Nina about this. I was like, that's what I mean by the, white boy confidence versus, imposter syndrome,
mm-hmm.
not feeling like you're qualified to do something and versus being so bold to just be like, I'm gonna do it. And if you're wrong about it. You didn't do it. Oh, well.
I've hit that too, as we call it, the white boy confidence, in so many different aspects of life now. Uh-huh. It's like you were times where I would usually be like, I don't know. I'm like, man, hell with that. I'm me.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
Yeah.
but, yeah, I'm glad you got there, and I'm definitely there. Like, Look, the LA show going to be fire. People, everybody that show up is going to absolutely love it.
They are.
The people that walk by, and if they can get a ticket and they just happen to come in, they're going to discover something, that the best thing that ever happened to them.
Yeah.
It's going to be fire regardless of what happens. Regardless of, like, tickets, whatever we get think going on with LA, it's going to be a good time.
I'm so excited, guys. Oh, my goodness. I just can't wait. Can't wait to be able to cut together the teaser for this show. So we're going to do...
Moving on. we do call Take Our Advice.
This is
Take Our Advice. We take an audience question and they ask us for some advice and we're gonna give it. I don't know why they do this, but they do.
Okay. We have several questions. These are all tour related. And I'm gonna go to the first one from Pedra. Will any stop be recorded so it can be bought virtually? As of right now, no.
Yeah, not right now. LA will be sections of it, but we're not set up to record the entire show, no.
We're not set up to record it in a way that I would want to sell what we recorded. Yeah,
there you go. That's a whole different production.
Yeah.
That's a completely different. We got photographers and camera people, but that requires like stage cues and different camera angles, and yeah, that's a lot. And I ain't even done that before, but from what I've seen on even like a stand up, like a comedian doing stand up is getting recorded. That's a whole different,
yeah,
recording versus just us performing the show.
I'll say this though, maybe, just maybe, when we know without a shadow of a doubt the tour is over, we might put up a show for Patreon to watch.
Yeah.
Just Patreon. It won't be something that we sell and it'll be up for a limited amount of time. But highly, highly, highly doubt that we're going to sell a virtual tour because I don't know how much our tour will change the next time we do it. So I don't want to.
Yeah. LA might be completely different from
right. And one last question, Gabrielle Devin, 27, said, have you found a venue in Indianapolis? No, but I'm actually going to talk to our dude today to find out where we're at with this was the biggest thing, the biggest hurdle, getting over LA. Then we have a month before any of the other shows.
Yeah.
So for those of y'all who are asking when the next tour dates will be announced, hopefully soon after we finish LA, and we have the numbers to show these other venues that we do well, we'll be able to go ahead and lock those in. I also have to send our demographic stuff, which we have sent before, but I have to send it again because we, like I said, have a new tour manager. So that is on that.
That's one thing that's got me nervous is doing a show and then waiting a month before you do the next one.
Oh, you feel like you're going to get rusty?
I don't know. I have no idea. I ain't done this before.
Yeah, you might feel like it. It is a lot easier when you're actually able to come off of something on a high and then use that high to go into the other one. But luckily, we'll be coming back from vacation.
Oh, yeah, that's awful.
you said that's awful.
Yeah, you coming back from vacation.
It's going to be great.
We ain't even going home first. We coming back from vacation and flying in to do a show.
I know. You have a whole week off before we do it. You have a week and a half.
Doing,
yeah, yeah, yep. Because the Delta Indianapolis should be our next show, I do believe. Because it'll be during the Delta convention, and I don't think we're doing anything. And then Lexington,
right after that, Lexington, Kentucky,
and then hopefully we can just knock out all the rest: Atlanta, Houston, Chicago, DC.
She just named all of them.
Yeah, I did.
Y'all stop asking about these random cities that we ain't doing.
Okay, let me give you all the...
Love to have to. So we're going to take an audience question. Audience comment. Hey, oh, yeah. All right, of the last week, huh? Yeah, of the week. That's what Angel said we're going to do.
This came from my last podcast. Your tears mean nothing to me. Was from last week. Miss H. Jones says, love that y'all are in therapy working this communication out. Truly love that y'all are sharing and normalizing this need. Thanks. In this scenario, Marcus was being empathetic by taking something off of Angel's plate in time of stress. Unless details were dropped, it just seemed like micromanagement. That's what this person was saying in the scenario that we were going through last week. When you were, it was something that you were trying to do, but I needed you to do something else. So she was like, no, that was me micromanaging and not you being, and you being empathetic, but me not micromanaging. She's wrong. But thank you for your comment anyways. No.
1000% correct.
All right.
So moving on from that. Is that the end of the show?
Yes. Lord have mercy. Real quick.
I told you.
That's why I don't understand why he's doing this. We are about to send out to our Patreon that is attending the LA show. We're about to send out a Google form that will allow you to submit yourself to be one of the people that is on stage with us during one of two segments, whether that be Crafts and Cocktails or Tasting with Tank.
They didn't know we was doing Tasting with Tank.
Crafts and Cocktails. Well, it's on the form, so they were going to see. Surprise! You all get to do Tasting with Tank with Marcus as well. So there's a Google form. I forgot. There's a Google form that has a waiver as well as a release on there that you must fill out, sign, and upload back to the Google form as well as some other information. We will have this up until Friday. We will reach out to the people we are choosing on Friday. So if you do not fill it out in enough time, so sorry for you.
So LA show. If you ain't in LA and you know somebody on Patreon that's in LA, make sure they tune in. They get that goddamn waiver signed and all that jazz.
This is for Patreon only. So be on the lookout. I'll also put the link in Discord so that people who don't get their Patreon notifications will see it. You can follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms. You can stream my TikTok platinum viral song, One Margarita, on Spotify, Tidal, and iTunes. Okay, as you saw, Lizzo was twerking to it. It's a hit. And you can still buy tickets to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument live show. The link will be in the show notes in the description of the video.
Absolutely. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Hay on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Hay on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my building body butter called Man Shit, and you can go to manshyt.com and check that out. And what else we got?
It's up to you, babe.
I think that's it. Yeah, make sure y'all buy these goddamn tickets.
So y'all can come hug Victory. All right. All right. God dang it. I knew I was going to forget to... Father God. Yeah.
And yeah. Make sure you support our sponsors.
Oh, yes. Support our sponsors. BetterHelp, Hold On Bags, and...
Plates.
Every plate.
Absolutely. Until next time, fam, we holler back at y'all.